Today's chazar is being done. Lezechenish mesabachi yecheskel shragel v'shalom ben Rav Yehuda. Sech the brachas daf hey. Rav Levi bar Chama in the name of Shlakish darshens the pasuk to teach a person must always fight against his yetzahara. If he's able to win, great. If not, learn Torah. If that doesn't help, learn Kriyishma. If that still doesn't help, remember the Yom Hamisa. He then darshens another pasuk to teach that all of Torah was given in Har Sinai, Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. Rabbi Yitzchak darshens that when one learns Kriya Shema Lamita, he gets a two-edged sword to fight against the Mazikim and the Etara. He then darshens the Pasuk to teach that one who learns Kriya Shema is saved from Mazikim. Rish Lakish uses the same Pasuk to teach that one who learns Torah is saved from Yisurin. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rish Lakish's drasha, and therefore says the pasuk comes to teach that someone who has the ability to learn and does not will unfortunately suffer tremendous yisurin. Rabbi Zeiro or Bechanina bar Papa says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so different than the way humans act. A person sells something of value, he feels he had a loss by getting rid of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tremendous Torah and still is happy have giving it to us and teaches, make sure that we treat it properly. Rav Or of Chista says, if someone sees Yisurim coming on in him, he should examine his Maisim to see why he may be suffering such Yisurim. If he doesn't find any reason to be suffering such Yisurim, he should say it's from Bittul Torah. If he says even that can't be, then it must be Yisurim Shalahava. As we find that Rav Huna says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yisurim on the ones that he loves to cleanse them for a special place in Gan Eden. But this has to be accepted by Ahava. And if he does accept the Mi'ahava, he merits to have children with who will live long and will merit to have that his Torah be kept, that he does not forget his Torah. One view is that Yisurim Mi'ahava are Yisurim that don't affect one's learning. One view is that they are Yisurim that don't affect one's davening. And one view is even if it affects the learning and the davening, it still can be Yisurim Shalahava. It can be learned from the Pasuk, because if Shein Va'ayim sets an Eved free, then Yisurim, which affects the whole guf, for sure sets one free from his Averis. Rish Lakish learns it with Gzeirah Shava from Melach, from salt, this bris from Melach, just like Melach draws out the blood of a piece of meat, so too Yisurim draw out the Averis from a person. A Braitha quotes Rav Shimon Ba'yachai, who learned Darshan's Pesukim to teach that there are three great gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Yidden that all came through Yisurim. They are the gifts of Torah, of Eretz Yisrael, and of Olam Haba. A Braisa was taught before Rabbi Yochanan that if someone's Oisek with Torah and Gemilat Chasadim and yet he loses children in his lifetime, he is Moichlan Lakolav and Isav. Rabbi Yochanan said that not having children is not considered to be Yisurim Shalahava, and getting a Nega is not considered to be Yisurim Shalahava. Although a Braisa says that getting a Nega provides Kapara, the Gemara says that although it provides kapara, it still is not considered to be Yisurim Shalahava. Or maybe that in Eretz Yisrael it's not Yisurim Shalahava because people would have to believe the machanas. Or finally, that maybe the difference is that when it's betzina, when it's hidden, it's not embarrassing, then that's when it's Yisurim Shalahava. But if it's in the open, it cannot be Yisurim Shalahava. Rabbi Yochanan visited Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, who was sick and suffering. He asked him, do you want these Yisurim? He said, I don't want them. I don't want the reward. Rabbi Yochanan held his hand and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was healed. Similar story happened when Rabbi Chanina went to visit Rabbi Yochanan when he was sick. Well, and the reason Rabbi Yochanan couldn't heal himself is because a prisoner cannot let himself out of prison. Rabbi Yochanan went to visit Rabbi Lazar when he was sick, and it was a dark house. Rabbi Yochanan rolled up his sleeve, and his skin, the brightness of his skin lit up the house. Rabbi Lazar began to cry, and Rabbi Yochanan said, if it's because of the Torah that maybe you didn't learn, that's okay. If it's because of the money maybe you didn't have, that's okay. See, Rabbi Lazar explained he's crying because someone as beautiful as Rabbi Yochanan will end up buried in the earth. To that, they both cried. Rabbi Yochanan then held on to Rabbi Lazar's hand when Rabbi Lazar said he did not want the Yisurim, and he was healed. Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine spoiled. It was suggested that he be mefashrus b'maisha to see why he may have suffered such a financial loss. When he felt that he did not, there was no reason for that loss, others said to him, they've heard that he does not properly give his sharecropper everything the sharecropper is supposed to get. Rav Huna said the sharecropper steals from him and therefore doesn't deserve that extra piece. Still, he agreed to begin giving it to him. And some say that the vinegar, the spoiled wine, turned back into good wine. Others say that the price of vinegar, wine vinegar, went up to be the same price as that of wine. Bryce says that Rabbi Binyamin was very careful to daven immediately after he got up without even learning or doing any work beforehand, and to position his bed from north-south so that it's more tznius for the shechina, which dwells in east-west. In another brisa, he says, if two people go to daven and one leaves the shul, leaving the one remaining person davening still in the shul, his tefillas are ripped up in front of him for not waiting and not allowing the person to concentrate. If he does remain in the shul to allow the other person to finish davening, he is zeichet to tremendous brachas.